February 13th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now, creator of the universe and of all life. I do not concede my power to anyone simply because they choose not to believe in me. What man accepts as truth in his heart determines his eternity. Disbelief in heaven, hell, and purgatory does not alter their existence. Do not waste your time or my time in trying to convince me otherwise. My opinions do not change because of your failure to believe in me. Your opinions in your earthly life stop and cease at your judgment. Then it is too late to decide to know me and to love me. Then you pass from this world governed by time and space into eternity. Eternity is just that. It does not end. It lasts forever. After your judgment, which is not open to negotiation, your existence is what you choose in life. It is either eternal joy and happiness with me in heaven, or eternal damnation in the fires of hell. The first step in choosing eternal joy is my first commandment, to love me above all else. You cannot have false gods before me, gods of money, ambition, reputation, or any allurement of the world. Place me first in your heart. Then you have one foot in eternal paradise. A note is given to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, 6 through 7. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Another note is given to read Leviticus chapter 20, 7 through 8. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctify you. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.